In November of 2001, a bipartisan center called the National Bureau of Economic Research declared the recession over. But data from the Department of Labor and the Census show Wisconsin has lost nearly 28,000 jobs since then. Joel Rogers directs the Center on Wisconsin Strategy at UW-Madison. He says the lost jobs were mostly in manufacturing.
The manufacturing sector in Wisconsin has historically been the real anchor for the middle class, and we're losing that now. We're losing that anchor.
Rogers says some people have been out of work so long their unemployment benefits are running out, so they're willing to take jobs that don't pay as much as they used to earn.
The industries in Wisconsin that are losing jobs pay an average of about $38,000, $39,000 per year. The industries that are gaining jobs pay an average of just $31,000 a year. That's a difference of, you know, $7,200 or thereabouts, and that represents a difference in wages of about 20%.
Another indication Wisconsin is part of the so-called jobless recovery is the state's unemployment rate. At the end of last year, the rate was 5.2%. Rogers points out that's almost a point higher than it was when the recession began. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.